You are listening to Make Your Break, and this is another juicy break room tea edition. Serving up the latest midweek tea and tidbits from our community, this bite-sized episode is where it's all about you. I'm your host, Jai Long. Let's get it. This week, I talked about goal setting, and I put a bit of a shout out to everybody to share some of their goals. So we've got a few people that have shared their goals with us today for 2024. And we end with a sales conversion question, in particular around ads and how that whole funnel works. So I'm really excited to dive into that as well. So if you're ready, let's go.
Hi, Jai. My name is Maria from Love and Film, and I am a Super 8 wedding videographer. I'm here to talk about unrealistic goals, and I'm really glad that you asked us about unrealistic goals because I do have a little list, maybe not so little, but here it goes. I only started my business 3 months ago, exactly when I signed up for the business map. So yeah, that's when my hobby actually turned into a business. And my first unrealistic goal is to go full time in the next 6 months. That's the biggest thing for me. I also want to shoot for brands this year. I not only want to shoot weddings, but I also want to shoot brands that I love. So I'm aiming to shoot for 5 brands or more. I want to go to Europe during summer, and I want to shoot weddings and brands. I want to hit the 200K, which sounds weird to say, but yes, I would love to hit the 200K. Financially on my first year doing business, 500K, maybe when I'm 3 years in. Yeah, I would love to be published. Absolutely, I would love to be published on Vogue. And I think my biggest unrealistic goal is I want to be the biggest film wedding videographer in Australia. Thank you for pushing us out of our comfort zones and make us go chase our dreams. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kayla. I am a photographer based in Vermont, and I spent 2023 kind of just beginning to explore photography and seeing what feels good for me. I did lots of live music and portraits and weddings and stuff like that. But my unrealistic goals for 2024 are to fully prioritize photography, quit my part-time jobs, go full-time, and fully niche down to self-love portraiture. And I also want to increase my revenue to 20K this year. I made about 6,000 in 2023 by just kind of half pursuing photos. So I want to really prioritize it and get to that 20K. Thanks, guys.
My name is Elise, and I'm the owner of Elise Lane Photography in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I have been pursuing photography professionally for about 5 months, and I made the big investment to join the six-figure business map a little over a month ago. So I'm new on all fronts, but it sounds cheesy, but it's true. Like, I think I've found my passion. I really like it. I love it. So my 2024 unrealistic goal is to be a full-time wedding and couples photographer before December 31st of this year. So lots of work to do, but I'm ready for it, and I know I'm in the right community to do it.
Hi, Jai. My name is Hannah, and I am a newborn and maternity photographer in the UK. I recently joined the business map. So my question is to do with converting leads and sales. I run a very, I think, successful Instagram ad situation where I get a lot of inquiries onto my website. I think I get, at a minimum, about 2 a day. The average tends to be between 5 to 8 inquiries per day through my website, which is just amazing. The problem that I have is that I'm not able to convert those queries and leads into actual sales. At the moment, I think I'm booking 1 or 2 out of 10, which is really, really bad. I don't have my prices on my website, but I do have my FRUM. So I put, there's a minimum requirement spending of 350 British pounds on my website, which is for my maternity. And then the majority of my clients tend to book me for my newborn, which is 400 pounds. So it's not like a massive, you know, like shock of, so you have a sense of how much money you're spending. But I'm finding that 80% of my inquiries are ghosting me, even when I follow up, and the other are straight up telling me, you know, that you're too expensive, which is very disappointing because I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So I've looked at my email templates. I've looked at the way I respond. At the moment, I'm working on a PDF pricing guide, because at the moment, my pricing guide is a hidden page in my website. So I don't really know how I managed to attract so many people to come to my website and come to my Instagram and want to actually book me, but then look at my pricing guide and decide that they don't.
Hannah, that's a really good question. And hey, thank you so much for signing up to Six Figure Business Map as well. And I'll work with you on the coaching calls for all of this. So I think conversions is one of the hardest things. And by actually hearing you talk about it not working properly, I'd actually say maybe it is working properly, because if you're spending some money right now on ads and you're getting 2 per day, but then you're booking like 1 to 2. So that's telling me you're booking like 1 or 2 clients per week. So if we work out how much are you actually spending per week and what's the return that you're getting on per week, like you're probably actually getting a really good conversion rate. Obviously on Facebook ads and things like that, you're going to get a lot of people that are wasting your time and, you know, they're just tire kickers and they come through. But I know that's not the response that you want to hear from me, but I just wanted to let you know that if you're getting a positive return on investment on those ads, and if it's really, really good, then it's actually working, believe it or not. Now, the next thing is, of course, there might be a bit of a disconnect with price. And it's really important for us to make sure that the story from the very beginning all the way through to your website is consistent and coherent. And so what I mean by that is, like, if you're running an ad, for example, when you say something like there's a special or you got a winter offer or something like that, and then on the sales page it doesn't say that, you're going to be pulling in really cheap leads of people that are looking for, you know, a cheaper service. And so no matter what you do, you're going to be not converting all of those people. So it is really important to keep upfront and say things like maybe, hey, I'm more luxury, I'm more expensive, like things like that. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but not everyone's looking for cheap. And so often we're always trying to put deals out there and make things cheap. And we actually push away, by default doing that, we push away all the higher paying clients, because high paying clients, they don't look for deals and discounts and specials and offers and 50% offs and all that kind of stuff. So you're actually, your messaging that's on there, by not showing your pricing and everything, you're actually probably going to be pulling in cheaper leads. Now, the next thing that you could do is you could have a price range so people are not surprised. If they're getting on your website and you do have a start price, then they see your price guide and then all of a sudden it's doubled the price just to get anything half decent. Of course, they're going to disappear because they felt like they've been ripped off. So if you have a price range, it means that people know that they can spend more or they can spend a little bit less. Now, this means you're going to bring in higher value clients as well. An example of that is if someone says they're out of your price range, a lot of the times it could be because you're too cheap. For example, if I'm trying to hire a wedding photographer and my price range and my budget is about $10,000 and I see someone and their price is $5,000, the thing I'm going to say to them is, I'm sorry, you're out of my budget. Because they are out of my budget on the low side. So it's not always you need to go lower. Like, you should show people that you got those higher packages, because if it said that you went higher, it means someone like myself would go, oh, sweet, I'm going to jump in on that. And that's going to be good. So you need to check through those. And then again, you sort of hit the nail on the head when you talked about the actual email itself and your price guide and your thank you page as well. So when they send an email, like, are the expectations set? Like, do you have a really good expectations? They know when you're going to get back to them and everything else. Do you have a really good thank you page? If you don't, your ads won't be working very well in terms of tracking, because you need a thank you page to show the pixel that it actually pushed people through and that was a conversion. And on that thank you page, it's the last chance that they actually get to hear from you. So it's a really good idea to go deep and share some really cool stuff on the thank you page. In the business map, I've got a whole video on that, on thank you pages, on how you can make them hardworking. Then next up, don't forget, like, the most important email and probably the most important thing you do in your whole business is your initial inquiry email. So get back to them fast, but also obsess over that email. I know you said you've looked over it a few times, but get it right, because it's really important that we get that email right. And you say one wrong word and you won't book someone. Say the right word and you can book someone at double the price. So it is really important that you learn sales and we obsess over that first initial email. And that goes out to everybody out there. If you don't obsess over it and you're just using a template and you haven't changed something up and you don't know the psychology of selling, you just don't know selling, you're leaving a lot of money on the tables. And the good news is it's the easiest fruit to pick because it's low hanging fruit. It's so easy because you're already getting the inquiries, which is actually the hard part. So learning sales is the easy part. And maybe you're just like not feeling comfortable with sales and you're feeling icky with sales. But don't forget, sales is just you being the best version of yourself, showing up. And if you do show up like that, people will be sold on you. So you won't even have to do anything. And that's really important. I hope this helps. Thank you so much for submitting in this question. And I'm going to see you guys next week.